I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. 2 weeks ago, our topic was the war on women, kind of a regular topic here, and we said that we would do part two next week. Well, we didn't, because that was the day before Halloween, and we did our annual Halloween special. And we do a huge Halloween party, and so that takes up almost all of our time. But you can go to our companion website, Sex in Review, and check out the article all about what we did at the party and how it was all decorated up. And this week, we will get back to our coverage on the war on women, which continues quite ferociously. And really, we should say the Republican war on women. There are a few men on the Democratic side involved, but not very many. It's almost primarily Republican leadership involved in the war on women. And the reporting we've had to do on this is pretty truly awful, and there haven't been a lot of wins for women, but we've just had a couple that are important. Today, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who's kind of becoming a big hero, she led a coalition of states and municipalities in suing the administration over what's been called a license to discriminate. The new rule. And you remember when Congress used to make the big decisions? Anyway, this big decision was that healthcare workers could legally discriminate against their patients based on whatever ridiculous religious argument they wanted to make. This means they could refuse to give you abortion services, they could refuse to give you emergency contraceptive services, they could refuse to give you contraceptives, they could refuse to give you care if you were transgendered. Hell, maybe they could even let you die just because you're not a Christian. It wasn't really all that well defined, but now a judge has struck it down. Here's what Letitia James had to say about her victory. Healthcare is a basic right that should never be subject to political games. Once again, the courts have blocked the Trump administration from implementing a discriminatory rule that would only hurt Americans. The refusal of care rule was an unlawful attempt to allow healthcare providers to openly discriminate and refuse to provide necessary healthcare to patients based on providers' religious beliefs or moral objections. We will continue to use every tool at our disposal to protect access to healthcare and protect the rights of all individuals. So, count that a big, big win. And the other win was in North Carolina. We have put that up on our list of states, such as Georgia, that are just barely democracies. I'm not even sure they could be counted as democracies. They are so corruptly run. North Carolina is just a terrible, terrible state. But they did something right. I mean, they should have done this a long, long time ago, but they're doing it now. They had a loophole in their law that made it legal to rape someone. Yeah, I know, but I'm not exaggerating. Here's what Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said when he signed the bill. For too long, North Carolina has not protected sexual abuse victims the same way as other states have, and this law closes the consent loophole. This bipartisan legislation goes a long way to protect all victims of sexual assault, especially children, and will help more people seek justice against abusers. The law goes into effect December 1st, so you have until then to legally rape women in North Carolina. There is a specific condition that was required for legal rape, and they were the only state in the United States where it was not considered a crime to sexually assault someone who revoked their initial consent. In other words, they say yes, and then once you just get started, they say, oh, no. You could ignore that in North Carolina, legally. And the other thing was, is if they willingly drank alcohol, if they were intoxicated. So if someone got a little drunk, you could rape them and get away with it in North Carolina. Beginning next month, you can't do that anymore. Welcome to the 21st century North Carolina. Well, actually, looking at the rest of what you've done, I wouldn't actually fully welcome you into this century. But getting closer, this new law also protects children. Any person over the age of 18 who suspects or witnesses childhood sexual abuse is now required to report it. And all school staff in North Carolina are required to take training on child sexual abuse and sex trafficking. Again, something that should have been done long, 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 long time ago. Another important inclusion of the new law, it's now against the law to drug people's drinks. It wasn't before, which is why North Carolina was the greatest state to rape someone in. Fewer than 1 in 4 people suspected of sexual assault in North Carolina get convicted. Oh, I said a couple of wins? I almost forgot. There's another potentially big, gigantic, enormous win for women. And that came with the last election that saw Democrats do very, very well, especially in Virginia, where they basically took over the state. Democrats haven't controlled Virginia since 1993, but now they sort of got it all. So what does that mean to women? Well, Democrats control both houses of the state legislature, and they control the governor's office. And there's something that Virginia can do that can change the course of our entire nation. The legislature can pass, and the governor can sign, the Equal Rights Amendment. What does that do if they do that? It would make Virginia the 38th state to ratify the measure. That would mean, because the way this works is it counts, even though states have voted a long, long time ago, those votes of states from way back when still count. So that would mean that they would have a 3/4 threshold needed to add the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution. Now, killing the Equal Rights Amendment for a very long time is mostly the work of Phyllis Schlafly, who's now dead. She killed it with just crazy lies that equal rights would hurt housewives and cause chaos in bathrooms and lead to gay marriage. Well, the gay marriage thing is sort of out of the barn at this point. Things were dead, dead, dead. And then in 2015, Nevada State Senator Pat Spearman decided that her state could ratify the amendment. And they did just 2 years later. That left Virginia, which under Republican leadership refused to even vote it out of committee. We should expect to see some progressive legislation in Virginia, and I think there's maybe really a good chance that they could get the ERA passed. And maybe right at this moment in history, that's really, really important as the Republican far right tries to take as many, many rights away from women as they possibly can. Oh, wait, there was another big win. We did several segments in a row, multi-part series, on how this is the rapiest administration, with Trump being the rapist in chief. Hardly gets talked about anymore. There's so many other scandals involving this president. But he has been accused by 200 women of sexual assault. And there are two women suing Donald Trump for defamation, because he ridiculed and humiliated and lied about them when they came forward with their accusation against him. One of those women is Summer Zervos, who used to work for Donald Trump, and her legal team seems to have amassed an awful lot of compelling evidence corroborating her accusations of sexual assault against the president. And it was presented in a recent court filing. It includes Trump's own cell phone records and details from his private calendar. The documents do seem to indicate that Trump lied about the encounter, where he forcibly kissed Summer Zervos and pressed his genitals on her when she visited him at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Although there doesn't seem to be any evidence that he grabbed her by the pussy, something he's very proud of doing to a number of women, or at least something he brags about on camera when he doesn't know the camera's rolling. And by the way, millennials, cameras rolling is one of those outdated terms for a camera recording, sort of like dialing a telephone. The other woman who is suing Trump for defamation is E. Jean Carroll. She's the author of the Long Time magazine column, and certainly has more credibility than Trump, although, to be fair, literally anyone would have more credibility than Trump. She officially filed her lawsuit on Monday. She's the woman that Trump said he didn't rape her because she's not my type, intimating that he has a type of woman that he rapes. She is not accusing him of groping her. She's accusing him of flat-out rape. And she also has a very strong case that a lot of people who are experts in the law think is on very solid legal footing. But as with almost everything in the Trump administration, we're on new ground. It's unprecedented. Because we've had a case where a president is being sued for something he said about a woman while he was president. Can a president defame someone? We don't know. He technically defames people almost every single day. I don't think a president should get to defame people, and I don't think a president should be above the law.